WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Governor Kathy Hochul is promising a court fight now that the Trump administration has halted congestion pricing in New York City.
We do not back down. Not now, not ever.
She says the new tolls are helping to reduce traffic in Manhattan. In Washington, D.C.,
when I say science, you say yes, science.
Federal workers protested the recent firings of thousands of employees at the Department of Health and Human Services. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine says the Trump administration is moving too fast.
I think many of these firings are indiscriminate.
The snow has stopped falling across much of the South, but Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is still urging people to stay home.
Temperatures remain below freezing today and dangerously low tonight, where salt will be less effective, so expect hazardous conditions.
Parts of Kentucky got 6 inches of snow during that storm, and in the upper Midwest and northern plains, temperatures again tonight are going to be well below zero. CBS News Brief, I'm Michael Wallace.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With news on 540 WAUK, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Wisconsin state legislators are pushing back against federal immigration policies with a new bill to establish what are called safe havens. According to a Wisconsin Watch report, the proposed legislation would prohibit immigration enforcement in locations like schools, hospitals, and churches. Those protections were in place during the Biden administration. A $115 million spending request was denied by just over 1,300 Kenosha voters. The Kenosha Unified School District's $115 million referendum was rejected in the spring primary election yesterday. The measure sought to exceed the district's state-imposed revenue limit by $23 million annually for 5 years. Kenosha Unified has a $19 million budget deficit. Spring election season will now kick into a higher gear, with April the next opportunity to vote. Lisa Hale has more about what's to come in the state Supreme Court race.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates, Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel, have agreed to a debate next month. The debate will be hosted by WISN-TV in Milwaukee on Wednesday, March 12th at 7 p.m. Crawford is a Dane County Circuit Court judge and former prosecutor. Schimmel is the former state attorney general and sits as a judge on the Waukesha County Circuit Court. The candidates are vying for the seat being vacated by retiring Justice Ann Walsh Bradley.
It's Brower and Bauman in a race to replace Brostoff. Yesterday's primary election for Milwaukee's 3rd District Common Council seat saw Alex Brower and Daniel Bauman emerge as the top two candidates from a field of 8. The two candidates will now appear on the April 1st general election ballot. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
Another win for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the 11th-ranked Badgers over Illinois at the Kohl Center, 95-74. Head coach Greg Gard on his guys drawing fouls and converting to points at the free throw line.
I would say 13 free throws. It seemed like there was more. We shot 77%. Felt like we shot 50, but only 2 turnovers the second half. That was important. Thought we got a little loose, a little sloppy the first half. You know, this team just gets better as games go on. They figure out opponents, and fun team to coach.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominating Seton Hall 80-56, Cam Jones with 14 points. NFL, Jordan Love with an Instagram post with fiance Ronica Stone saying the Pack will bounce back next season. Would he like to see a veteran receiver added to the team?
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a competitor. It doesn't matter who we got, you know what I mean? That's the beauty of the game, is you got a new draft class coming in, so you got to find ways with the guys you have in that building. If we add a guy, we add a guy. If we don't, we don't. So we'll see.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, maybe a flurry or two tonight, a low near 8. A mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs warm up to the mid-20s, and with a sunny sky in the low 20s for Friday. Even warmer for the weekend. Currently, we're at 8.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll be live from downtown Hayward, Wisconsin for the 51st annual American Birkebeiner. Yes, outside. Join us. It should be fun.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can also be a part. Hit us up, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's a phone line. It's a text line. Got Jess P.S. working the board. Got Matt Rothschild as a co-host today. And don't forget, at the end of the show, we wrap up. Tell us something good. We like to end the day with a cherry on top, a smile on our face, and we walk out the door. Let's end on a positive note. Tell us something good in the 550 segment. Matt, in this segment, a couple of things I want to get to. I referenced the smell of authoritarianism in the air, and it's, you know, my dad used to burn the toast all the time in the morning. I would wake up if I didn't hear the fire alarm going off. You know, it was a beep, piercing, like beeping sound. I'd just smell the toast, and I knew it was happening. Dad was up getting his coffee, burning the toast. I swear to God, I don't know how he continued to always burn the toast, but it was a thing. Maybe you like this toast burnt. It's that kind of smell. And what do I mean by that? As I look back over the last several days of the things that Donald Trump has said, no, listen to what he says and watch what he does, right? And it's striking to me. It's like 3 days in a row. And this is what I mean. If we go back to, I guess it was on Saturday when he truthied out that he who saves his country does not violate any law. We didn't get to it till Monday, but you know, that's like a reference to what, Napoleon or some dictators. There's been a lot of talk in the course of history like that, right, Matt?
Right. Yeah, that just shows his love for the strong man, the authoritarian figure, Napoleon Bonaparte.
Then Tuesday, as Donald Trump was moving to, you know, tighten his grip on the executive branch, put out an executive order. And in that executive order, he said this, quote, "No employee of the executive branch acting in their official capacity may advance an interpretation of the law as the position of the United States that contravenes the president or attorney general's opinion on a matter of law, including but not limited to the issuance of regulations, guidance, and positions advanced in litigation." When I think about that, I'm like, well, what about when the court says something? Can they listen to the court, Matt?
Yeah, he was acting like the U.S. Supreme Court doesn't exist. And then what is he telling, you know, the general counsel of the CIA or the general counsel of the EPA or the general counsel at any agency? I guess those guys, maybe Elon Musk should fire all those guys because they're not going to listen to him anyway.
And then finally, today, oh, really burning today, as The Hill reports, Trump said New York is saved after his administration announced it would rescind the Biden-era approval of a congestion pricing plan. Here's the actual quote from his Truthy Social. "Congestion pricing is dead. Manhattan and all of New York is saved. Long live the king," in caps, exclamation point. Long
well, it's a weird, weird thing to say for a number of reasons, because usually you say the king is dead, long live the king. So, no king died yesterday that I know of. But the fact of the matter is, when you read this, you realize just how enamored this man is of all the power that he's accumulated. This is a guy who loves power. He's a megalomaniac. And it's scary, and it's in keeping with who Donald Trump has told us he is for a long time. Of course, he said he was going to be dictator on day one, and what day are we on now? And also, he said about President Xi of China, he's president for life. Isn't that a neat thing? Maybe we should consider that here in America. He's talked about not stopping at two terms like the Constitution required, flirting a lot of times with the idea that maybe he's going to win a third time. So it's not surprising. It's a snapshot of who this guy is, what his psyche looks like. He wants to rule like a king.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What is the, in your opinion, Matt, what is the proper response for citizens who hear this language and these terms, you know, espoused by the president of the United States, and you added to it in more context of things that he said over time? Wouldn't that be nice if I would be king for life? That kind of thing. In a democracy like this, what am I supposed to say to that? You know, and all these megas that are backing him up, always doing all these great things. What about that? Does anybody on the Republican side, do you take offense to that?
Yeah, I'd like to hear from, Republican leaders, either in this state or in the Capitol, saying, guess what? We don't have a monarchy here in the United States. We have a democracy. We're supposed to be a democracy. But everyone is running so scared. I mean, it's just
scared?
Outrageous.
I mean, scared of what, man? I mean, for real. I mean, physical? Scared for their physical safety? Right. Scared that they're going to lose a vote? I mean, what are they freaking scared of? This is ridiculous. You have a president of the United States, and he's out there now. We're going to talk about some of the national stage stuff, right? The international stage, if I may. We're talking about Ukraine. He's out there accusing Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, of starting the war, accusing Zelensky of being a dictator. He's out there saying basically Russian talking points, and Vance is saying, is defending Trump after Trump calls Zelensky a dictator. Vance is admonishing Zelensky for his light criticism of Donald Trump being in a misinformation arena or something along those lines.
I saw the Vance quote. I'm just going to read it to
please,
and to our listeners, because I think it's really illustrative. J.D. Vance says, the idea that Zelensky's going to change the president's mind by bad-mouthing him in public media, everyone who knows the president will tell you that's an atrocious way to deal with this administration. Well, what J.D. Vance is telling Zelensky there is, shut up, just kiss Trump's behind. That's the only way you get ahead with this administration, is by bowing down to him and kissing up to him. And Zelensky, he's head of his country. His country's being, ignored totally in the negotiations to end the war that his country's, one of two major parties to, said that Trump is in what? A disinformation bubble, which is absolutely true.
Yeah.
And for saying that, God forbid, J.D. Vance tells him to, shut up and send flowers to Trump, bow down to Trump. It's disgusting.
It is disgusting. And again, if you're in that situation like Zelensky and the Ukrainians right now, war with Russia, who invaded them. I mean, the facts, if you have a guy like this talking about long live the king, want to be king. If you break the laws by he who saves his country does not violate any law. These authoritarian statements, and then followed up by action, by literally trying to rewrite the facts of history of how and when and who was responsible for the invasion of Ukraine. How? Those are the actions. It's one thing to say it, Matt, but these are the actions. And it's on the world stage, certainly, and certainly here at home as well. And where are the Republicans? Where are the conservatives standing up against it? I mean, going off the rails about this. If this were Barack Obama speaking like this, saying, if I save the country, I don't violate any law. If long live the king. I'm going to be a dictator for a day. The guy wore a tan suit, and the Republicans lost their freaking mind. And then this guy's up there out there right now. What about defending democracy and fulfilling and living up to our obligations, not only with Ukraine, but also with, you know, some these aid, the soft power that that Doge and Donald Trump are slowly whittling away at? That is the action. Those are the actions of not someone trying to save any money on the deficit or the national debt, because that ain't happening, because the budget they're putting forth is going to add $4.5 trillion to pay for the tax cuts for the rich. I mean, when are you people going to, you people, megas, Republicans, when are you going to see this? And if I'm blurry in my vision, if I don't understand it, maybe I'm just seeing it at the surface and I can't read between the lines, tell me. Tell me how this is any different than the man actually wants to be a king. And the last time we had that, man, it didn't work out very well for King George. And don't even get me going on the French Revolution.
You know, the amazing thing, though, is he's so hungry for power that he's not satisfied to be president of the United States. He needs to run the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., and he needs to decide on traffic patterns in New York City. I mean, it's just absurd when you look at it. It's almost laughable, but it's not laughable because he's destroying our democracy. I mean, we saw it with the pardoning of the January 6th folks. That was a real telltale sign right there. And I think, he's going to go down in history as a traitor to the U.S. Constitution and to our democracy. And, we're going to have to rally here to defeat Trump and Trumpism over these next 4 years. And it's going to be one crazy day after another, like you're saying, Don, with him acting totally inappropriately for a president of the United States, to say the least, if not traitorously.
855-752-4842-855-757. Just PS on the board. Matt Rothschild joining me today. Some of the texters. Bill, damn straight, Dom. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate that. Dale from Oshkosh. Remember Louis the 14th? Yeah, man. That was a vague reference. And, remember when it was like cool to want to have a democracy? Remember those days, Matt? The American Revolution, yeah, kind of modeled after the French Revolution. I mean, before that, and certainly around the world and other places, it's a really strange experiment that those with all the power and the money don't just run roughshod over the masses of the people. And this is what we're fighting for, and this is what I get so upset about it, Matt, because right, it is the antithesis of everything that I was taught that this country was about.
Yeah, and the Louis XIV reference is l'état c'est moi. The state is me. The state is I. I mean, that's basically what Trump is saying. He wants to be the king. He thinks everything he does, that goes back to the Napoleon quote, too.
And Louis the 14th, his head ended up in a bucket, if I recall correctly, right? My history is that, or did that get rewritten by Donald Trump as well? 855-752-4842. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome. What do you got?
Well, it was actually Louis the 16th that lost.
16th.
His head.
Okay, my bad.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, that I tried calling Ron Johnson's office, and I got through, and I was trying to get an answer from his desk person, sir, answering, and he wouldn't answer the question of whether Ron Johnson would condemn, Trump's remark about it, but he would answer who actually started the war in Ukraine.
He
go out there, and he would not give an answer, and I didn't condemn him. I just condemned, Senator Johnson for not being honest enough to give the direct answer that Russia indeed did cause that war. I mean, these guys, you're talking about the social contract, these guys are also opposed to the idea of natural liberty and human equality.
Right.
They don't give a rip about it. And for Donald Trump to say, long live the king, well, damn, there's stuff in our Constitution that says we don't have any kings in this country, we don't have any princes, we don't have any nobility, and we got to call Donald Trump out on this. What next? He's going to declare Britain, like Brit Greece, ignore, and say, I get all the young virgins I want?
When you're rich, they let you do anything, Mark. Hey, thanks for the call. We'll come back. More of your calls as well. 855-752-4842. Not to put too fine a bun on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
Real news. Great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
540 WAUK with This Week in Waukesha, now a weekly podcast.
Hi, this is Downtown Donnie Brown. On This Week in Waukesha, my guest is Megan Locke, candidate for 14th District Alder, taking on incumbent Rick Lempke. Join us for this fruitful conversation on the big issues facing Waukesha city politics. It's not just taxes. We'll see you on civicmedia.us/shows.
This Week in Waukesha, now a weekly podcast from 540 WAUK.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
To the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. No kings allowed here. I don't bow to any man or woman or person or God or being. 855-75-CIVIC. That's how I roll. Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, I just was Googling at the break here, and I caught this from Yahoo News. On Wednesday afternoon, after ordering his administration to intervene in New York City's recently implemented congestion pricing model, Trump wrote on Truth Social, congestion pricing is dead, and long live the king. Shortly after, this is the new part, White House Deputy Chief of Staff Taylor Budowich posted a screenshot of Trump's post on X alongside an AI-generated image of the president, catch this, in a crown and cape. The White House's official X account also shared an image of a fake cover of Time magazine depicting Trump in a golden crown with the headline, Long Live the King. There you go.
The propaganda follows right after. Now, if we're going to, you know, pay attention to what he does and what he says and what he does and make a distinction, is that, how am I supposed to interpret that other than the guy wants to be a king and wipe out democracy, not only in this country, but around the world? What would be the alternative thought and effort for this?
There's not an alternative explanation of it other than the implicit, order, bow down to the king, praise the king, give everything to the king. That's where we're at with, these White House flunkies on social media, putting him in a crown and cape. It's absurd. It's Orwellian. It's certainly not what our democracy is supposed to be. We're the opposite of a monarchy. We fought a monarchy. Do we have to go back and listen to, Paine and Jefferson and these folks
who
rebelled against a king?
I think so. If you have any sense of liberty, of individual liberty and the right to exist, and, if you believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, well, that doesn't go. You cannot also have a king in that equation, because a king is all about the king. That's why he's king. It's good to be king, as Tom Petty said. It's good to meet girls. It's opposite land. And yes, I think we do need, you know, Payne, Jefferson, and some of those the historical figures that talked so eloquently and fought against this. And of course, certainly we looked at, you know, the course of this country, and we failed in so many ways, but we also succeeded in so many ways. And this fragile, weird experiment that we do to allow and allow to uphold and fight for the welfare of we the people is something new and strange in world history. And we can't let some doofus like Donald Trump unwind that. I mean, Donald Trump unwinding democratic experiment, it would be the greatest tragedy of all tragedies. Because
that a con man can take down this 250-year tradition of democratic rule, it's just astonishing. It's astonishing how brittle our system of checks and balances appears to be right now. I mean, I take heart that there is resistance across the country. There are protests all over the place. There are lawyers at the Justice Department resigning in protest, and people who are being fired for the, you know, no reason whatsoever are, you know, not afraid to stick their neck out and say how outrageous this all is. And we need more of that. And I think we're going to see more of that. I think Trump's numbers are already going down. And, you know, he's going to ruin the economy. He's going to have a Trump recession he's going to have to answer for. And there will be consequences at the ballot box. But people are going to get hurt financially. And immigrants are getting hurt more than financially right now.
Yeah.
And there is, you know, kind of sadistic postings of immigrants in chains getting on, you know, ice planes that I saw this morning that really turned my stomach. But this is what Donald Trump is delivering now.
This administration and Trump specifically could not do this on his own, right? So it's not just the people around him in his organization and in his administration. It's the voters that voted for him. It's the other branches of government that refuse to uphold their co-equal status with the executive branch.
It's the Supreme Court that gave him essentially a blank check.
Right. There's a lot going into it.
You know, it's the media billionaire owners who are rolling over and playing dead.
Oh, don't get me going on that. That's a whole other topic. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Brian from Milwaukee. So Ukraine just invaded itself? Like Poland invaded itself in 1939? Question mark. When will the MAGA supporters wake up, smell the coffee Trump is lying to, taking advantage of you? Thank you, Brian from Milwaukee. Well, let's get a couple of callers in here while we have time. Tom from L.A., you're up. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I think what we're going to see, speaking of authoritarianism, is that there's now 56 cases of measles in Texas. I'm sure Trump's next move is going to be to close the border and demonize and say that it's all the Latinos that have come across the border that are actually giving people measles.
not the anti-vaxxers themselves, you know what I mean? Nope. Mexico should close the border with the United States to keep the measles from coming to Mexico.
Exactly. That's the you watch. That'll be the next playbook, I think, is what we're going to see. But yeah, I just, you know, again, I just appeal to the MAGAs and the Republicans out there. Do we really need to go through the school of hard knocks to figure this all out? I mean, go and pick up a history book. It's all there. We don't have an FDR coming, I don't think, at this point. Or at least we have no Democrats that want to say that they're FDR Democrats, which I think is really sad. But I think that we definitely need to read our history. Because we've been here before, but we haven't. Germany has. And I think that we need to be aware.
Sorry, Tom, got to cut you short. Yeah, we do need to be aware, but you got to have some general curiosity about things. And you have to understand history and be able to read the tea leaves a little bit. And, oh, yeah, that's right, you got to be a little curious and know how to read. 855-752-4842. Come back. More of your calls. 855-75-CIVIC.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation.
540 WAUK.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With news on 540 WAUK, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We've got a recap of the back and forth in Madison last night. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Governor Tony Evers unveiled his budget proposal last night in a speech to the legislature. He says his proposals benefit working families and would lower the cost of childcare and medication and include investments in public education. At the same time, he said his ideas would provide nearly $2 billion in relief to taxpayers. But now that his proposal is finished, next it goes to the Republican majority in the legislature. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss after Evers' address.
Most of the stuff that's in the budget, the 20% spending increase, the $1 billion in taxes, all of the wasteful new programs that are being created and regulations on the private sector, the increases on business, the increases in income taxes, all of those things, dead on arrival.
Wisconsin currently has more than $4 billion in surplus at the state capitol.
The WIAA has made a big change. The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association announced today that it has updated its policies to allow only athletes, quote, designated as females at birth to compete in girls' competitions. The decision made by the WIAA Board of Control aligns with recent federal directives and follows similar policy changes by the NCAA. It's in response to President Donald Trump's executive order earlier this month. Alex Brower and Daniel Bauman emerged as the top two candidates in yesterday's primary election for Milwaukee's 3rd District Common Council seat. They'll advance to the April 1st general. Brower, president of the Milwaukee Substitute Teachers Association, got nearly 29% of the votes, while Bauman, a former aide to Mayor Cavalier Johnson, got almost 28%. 8 people were on the ballot. The winner of the April 1st election will replace the late Jonathan Brostoff. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The hips don't lie, and neither does the torso. Shakira had to cancel a show in Lima, Peru last weekend after she found herself in the emergency room. The singer announced to her 91 million Twitter followers she had an abdominal issue and was not well enough to perform. According to The Hollywood Reporter, she rescheduled the show for Monday, February 17th, and is back at it. Glad it was nothing serious. Could have just been Taco Bell. The Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, Justin Baldoni drama is in the middle of court filings and subpoenas. During a recent appearance on CBS This Morning, Brendan Sklenar, who shared the big screen with Lively and Baldoni on In It Ends With Us, which is where all the controversy took place, was asked by Gayle King who he is siding with, Team Justin or Team Blake. Sklenar diplomatically answered that he is with Team It Ends With Us. Sklenar was on the show to promote the upcoming second season of Taylor Sheridan's 1923. Closer to home, he starred in Green and Gold, which was shot in Door County and is still in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, maybe a flurry or two tonight, a low near 8. A mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs warm up to the mid-20s, and with a sunny sky in the low 20s for Friday. Even warmer for the weekend. Currently, we're at 8.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manor is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll talk to members of the legislature's Black Caucus, including State Senator Dora Drake, about President Trump's work to diminish Black history.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. You may now refer to me as His Highness or Your Majesty from now on, if this is how we're going to do it. I'm just kidding.
It's not going to happen.
What? What do you mean it's not going to happen? I declare myself king. I am the king. 855-75-CIVIC. Got a couple of texters and some callers. We're going to get to you as well. Matt Rothschild joining me today. Of course, remember, next segment, tell us something good. You got to tell us something good. Wrap up the day on a positive, happy, smiley note. You know, puppies with snow on their nose kind of a ending. Some of the texters are chiming in. Let me share with you a few of those. Uncle Tony says, Hitler also said, Hitler is Deutschland, and Deutschland is his Hitler. Scott from Madison points out, I think you're forgetting that the Republicans think this is awesome. Yeah, it's a great time. You know, Nero fiddle when Rome burned, man, everyone's dancing. Larry, he chimes in, good show, history lesson, Munich, 1938. Western leaders sought to appease Hitler by giving him a free pass to invade and take territory of a sovereign European country, Czechoslovakia. The negotiations between Western parties and Nazi Germany were conducted without Czechoslovakia present. Chamberlain promised the concessions would deliver peace in our time. Remember that. Peace in our time. Of course, we know how that worked out. Larry goes on lots more, but I'm not going to read that. Thank you, Larry, for your contribution. Andrew from Maine, he points out, for the Trump supporters who think we should allow him to be king, would they be as supportive of Barack Obama doing the exact same actions? Yes, of course, Andrew, that is the hypocrisy of those folks. Tim from Wales points out, they could have been joking around. I mean, I'm on the X site right now. This is, as Matt mentioned, the White House site, at White House. And there is the fake trick picture of Donald Trump with New York skyline behind him with a crown on his head. And it says, long live the king. It's a, you know, takeoff of the Time magazine with a red border around it and Trump where it says would have been Time. It'd be a joke, Larry. I'm sorry, Tim from Wales. If it were you, you know, if you put it out there and you put it on your site, you say, hey, you're King Trump, you know that. But this is the official White House site, man. This is the White House at White House. It's not funny. It's not a joke. And what if other people start jumping on the bandwagon? Hey, what about this? Okay, here, what happened to, what do we say, Louis the 16th, right? Not the 14th, Louis the 16th. The guillotine, man. The French Revolution. Guy's head ended up in a bucket. Right, he was murdered. He was killed. He was announced. He was convicted a traitor, and they chopped his head off. Now, if the memes start going out there right now of King Trump with showing King Trump's head in a bucket and memes like that, would that be appropriate? I don't think so. But what are you inviting? And what is a king? And how offensive is this? How does an absolute monarchy jive with democracy and individual rights? Explain that one to me. Where does that blend in? It doesn't. The fact that this picture is out there from the White House is as offensive as somebody else on the Democratic side putting a Trump's head in a bucket in front of a guillotine. Same thing. That's not acceptable. An absolute monarchy is everything against what this country is about, and they're putting it out there like it's funny, like it's a joke.
And worse than the Republicans who think this is awesome are the Republicans who know this is disgraceful and are saying absolutely nothing about it.
Nothing. Right. Where, you know, the silence? Would you have a crickets drop? You
know what I mean? Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell,
Ron Johnson. I mean, you know, pick your Republicans. Where
Robin
are they?
Robin Voss, anybody home?
Anybody? Check, check. 1-2-1-2. Is this okay? Is this okay? Do you want... It's a downward spiral from here because, of course, you cannot have a democracy and an absolute monarchy. Those things do not go together. And, you know, our American Revolution was fought over such things, as was the French Revolution.
You know, Chief Justice Roberts, anything?
What was it? Liberty, right? Liberty, fraternity, right? What was it? How does that go along with the at White House picture of Donald Trump in a crown? It doesn't, folks. And you should be offended if you see this. 855-752-4842. Tim, they could be joking, but it ain't funny. What else we got here? Let's get to the lines. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Ross, Crawford County, you're up. Welcome, Ross. What do you got for us?
Matt, Jess, and Your Highness. Okay, just 3 points. Hopefully they're quick. The other day, Dom, you had Harvey Kay on, and he brought up this idea of a road show of getting some Democrats that are out there. He almost made it sound like it's already too late. We as Democrats and others need to hear this alternative voice, and a road show would be really good. Just a bus with 4 or 5 people that are willing to sort of speak their minds, that have the time, and go from city to city and can start to talk about these alternatives, because the news is, there isn't really any focus for us as opposition. In terms of you guys, like, talking about, like, this King Trump, I mean, it shows who these MAGAs are. It's really kind of embarrassing. It shows who, no, as America, it kind of shows this part of America. It's just like, oh, goodness, this is kind of embarrassing. But it's a cult. It's a cult of personality. You know, I mean, we call it a king, but it's just a cult. And these guys that used to be Republicans that are now just, their mouths are shut. They're just like little vassals. They're just little, you know, they just followers. And well, if we, you know, once if we can get a good voice, if we can get a good opposition, if we can get we could put in the next election. Obviously, we're talking 4 years, but it takes a while to build up momentum. We could have a strike, and what I mean by a strike is emboldening. We could, if we can knock Trump out, then we can knock the whole party out, because there isn't really any alternative voices within the Republican Party. So the only way that happens is if the Trump administration, you know, people are just going to kind of go along with this until it doesn't work, until the economy falters, until he mishandles a crisis, until people just kind of look at him and realize he's insane. But I guess the last thing I'd like to say is. We need, I think we're, as Democrats, we might need to be prepared to have a primary, a conversation in which we don't all try to get along, in which we're not all trying to be friendly. We're going to have to hear different voices. The voice of Democrats that speaks maybe for union workers is not necessarily going to be the same voice as people who are like maybe like, you know, like maybe like what do you want to call the university or the academic jet set.
Sure.
We're going to really need a vigorous debate, and we may not all be on the same sheet of music, so that the person who prevails has an authentic voice, and people will look to him and say, this person's for real.
Yeah. Yeah. And Ross, I'm very eager to find out who that may be. Thank you for your call, your thoughts and your contribution, Ross. You know, Harvey Kay, and we talked about a little bit, you know, talk about Thomas Paine and those folks. And I think it is important to, you know, kind of rekindle some of those thoughts, because, you know, we're spoiled, Matt. You know, we're spoiled. Yeah. We haven't had to go through this kind of thing. If you've never been under the thumb of an authoritarian person, be it a king of old, I mean, hell, there's some countries, and I forget which ones, but if you insult the king, they throw you in jail. If you insult the royal family, I'm like, what? You got to be kidding me. Because this attitude does not go along. It cannot exist at the same time with individual liberties, Matt.
Absolutely not. I was just glancing at the Declaration of Independence. Here's the line that popped out at me. A prince whose character is marked by every act that defines a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. There it is in the Declaration. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I agree with Ross. We need to get out there. We need our leaders in the Democratic Party, elected officials, to get out there and lead.
Who would you listen to? Who do you think has the voice? Who are the leaders of the Democratic Party?
Well, the only two people only two people who've been talking loud enough for me to hear who are electeds are Bernie Sanders and AOC.
Yeah.
And I think they've been great. But there's been a silence from Kamala Harris, Gretchen Whitmer, Pete Buttigieg, Newsom in California, you know, the wannabe next candidates for president. And if ever there was a time for you guys to find your voice, you know, get over your laryngitis. We need to hear from you.
Right. Now is the time. I mean, King Trump? I mean, I get it. If you're trying to troll, this is coming from the White House. I mean, listen, it's working. If your example of trolling the libs is being and doing and saying all the things that we accuse you and suggest that you actually are, and you come up and show that you are, I'm not sure you're actually owning the libs. You're just admitting your faults, and those faults do not jive with what this country is about in any way, shape, or form. You cannot have an absolute monarchy and a constitutional republic at the same time. 855.
I mean, maybe they're being infantile adolescents there and trying to own the libs with this goofy picture of Trump as a king, but he said long live the king, and now they want to make him a king. I mean, you know, what is their excuse? They're just spoofing us, like when Elon Musk said, I bet you did not see this coming, N-A-Z-I.
Yeah.
You know, those are things not to joke about, too.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. They lower the bar, and that's the thing, you know, so they lower the bar, then we engage and lower the bar even more. I mean, I shouldn't do that, but it's really, really tempting. 855-752-4842. Let's go, Paul. You're up, Paulie. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, good afternoon, boys. In 2016, the Dems should have felt the burn. I did. I think Bernie would have beat Trump, but that's hindsight. You know, Trump did pardon his Gestapo, and the Republicans are scared to death for more. That's one reason, I think. And the media does lean right. No matter what they say, it's a right-wing leading media. But I think there's three things here the Democrats can die on the hill for. I think the war in Ukraine, I mean, you can't side with Russia. I think that's a big deal. And the other two are Social Security and Medicare. If you start messing with those three things, that's when the Democrats need to charge up the hill, because that'll be the end of Trump in my mind, and probably the Republican Party. So that's just my two cents. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, right on, Paul. I appreciate your opinion, man. 855-752-4842. Lots of emotion on this. But I do want to throw something else out there before we talk about, you know, end the day on a positive note by telling us something good in the next segment. The New York Times, Matt, their headline, Doge claimed it saved $8 billion in one contract. It was actually $8 million.
I saw that too. I love that. Ooh, just missing three zeros.
What? The biggest single line item on the website of Elon Musk's cost-cutting team included a big error. Yeah, what? A big error. They're claiming, a $16 billion in savings itemized on a wall of receipts website. Now, I haven't gone to it yet. They have a link on the New York Times article. We'll put it in the show notes for you folks. As the Times points out, almost half of those line item savings can be attributed to a single $8 billion contract for ICE. But Doge, the Doge list, vastly overstated the actual value. It was $8 million, not $8 billion. A larger total savings number published on the site, $55 billion, lacks specific documentation. So, I mean, when people say, well, you know, how do you... He's doing all these things. And we talk about credibility. You know, do you have credibility if you say you saved $8 billion and it was really $8 million? And it wasn't even $8 million. That was the contract. They only spent like $2.5 million of it. And then they didn't update it. Then eventually updated it. The $8 billion loss in savings represents nearly 15% of the total savings claimed by Doge. And there's no, apparently, according to the Times, limited detail on the other $55 billion. You wonder why I don't believe it? Because they're making mistakes like this. And he was out there. He's like, we're going to make mistakes. Yeah, what, an $8 billion mistake? Come on. I mean, is this crazy time? Is everyone taking crazy pills? How is this okay, man?
What? It is crazy time.
855-752-4842. The good news is we're all crazy. We'll have fun. Come back with us. Tell us something good.
A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve.
but in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
It might be cold outside, but we're back on the road to find out what makes Wisconsin great, including the American Burr Combiner.
Road trip!
It's the best ski race in the world. I'm Todd Alba. I'm taking you to the Burr Combiner and what it means for the state.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
Join us from Hayward, Wisconsin.
A special Todd Alba show Thursday and Friday.
At noon on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, if you want to be legendary, tell us something good. 855-752-4842. Wrapping up, Jess P.S. on the board. Matt Rothschild on in studio, formerly of the Progressive and the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Matt, thank you so much for joining us today. You always come up with some really, really good tell me something good. What do you got today, Matt?
Well, one good thing happened to me. I saw a purple finch outside my window today, and that's a good sign that spring's not far away.
A purple finch?
Love the purple finch. Yeah, it's Roger Torrey Peterson, the great ornithologist who I grew up with his book about birds. He said it was a finch dipped in raspberry sauce.
Oh, so wow.
This was a female, though. It was just brown and striped, so it wasn't gorgeous, but it was still
not gorgeous
a good sight.
Like, you know, the males in the bird
That's
world, right?
Right?
Yeah, pretty ladies.
Yeah, we are pretty, all prettied up.
Yeah, but it's always a nice bird to see, and it's a sign that things aren't going to be so cold. So I'm happy the cold is going. And
yeah.
I also happy to see a purple finch waiting for the more birds to come.
Wow, that's great. That's great. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I love the birding, especially when it's, you know, springtime's coming. I believe also we have some poetry. Is that accurate?
Indeed, indeed.
What can you tell me about this?
Yeah, it's by June Jordan. June Jordan was a great poet and activist. She was in Madison. That's where I first heard her read about, must have been 30 years ago when I was a young editor. Let's make that 35 years ago when I was a young editor at the Progressive, and she was given a speech on campus, and it just blew me away, and I bought all her books right there at the table after her talk. And the next morning, I told Erwin Knoll, the editor of the press, we got to get this woman to write for us.
Yeah.
And she has this poem called Poem About My Rights, which is a poem of defiance, and I just wanted to give a sample of that poem of defiance to our listeners.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Jess, thank you. Let's hear it.
Poem about my rights. Even tonight,
And I need to take a walk and clear my head about this poem about why I can't go out without changing my clothes, my shoes, my body posture, my gender identity, my age, my status as a woman alone in the evening, alone on the streets, alone not being the point. The point being that I can't do what I want to do with my own body because I am the wrong sex, the wrong age, the wrong skin. And suppose it was not here in the city, but down on the beach or far into the woods, and I wanted to go there by myself, thinking about God, or thinking about children, or thinking about the world, all of it disclosed by the stars and the silence. I could not go, and I could not think, and I could not stay there alone as I need to be alone, because I can't do what I want to do with my own body. And who in the hell set things up like this?
Yeah, who in the hell set things up like this?
Powerful.
June Jordan, what a voice. Mm-hmm. I miss her a great deal, and it was a tremendous honor to work with her at the Progressive. But I want to encourage people to read June Jordan, poem about my rights, poem about South African women, where she came up with the line, "We are the people we've been waiting for." Mm. That was a June Jordan line. Mm. And, you know, it's still Black History Month. Read some June Jordan. Get that defiant spirit that we're going to need to survive Trump.
Yeah, absolutely. How about you, Jess?
Well, first, I just want to say that poem, it's about 5 minutes, and I will link it in full into the show notes. Thank you. Anyone who needs 5 minutes to just reckon with the way that things are and who the hell set things up like this, listen to this woman. Absolutely stunning. Something good today is my little nephew's birthday.
Aww.
So happy 12, Munchkin. And I'm going to go see him after this. So I'm really excited
12,
for that.
12, almost a teenager.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You got something good for us?
We got a couple of texters in here. We'll get them out there first. Something good from Andrew. Dunkin' Donuts brownie batter donut. Yum. Yeah. And Lady Jess working hard on the board, making it sound so easy. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Jess.
You're welcome.
Larry, he jumps in. Poems and birds. Yeah. See? All right, Larry, loving it. And this, a story about A.J. Must, who in his
Musty.
80s, Musty, during the who during the Civil War, stood in front of the White House night after night with a candle, sometimes alone. A reporter interviewed him one evening as he stood there in the rain. "Mr. Musty," the reporter said, "do you really think you're going to change the policies of this country by standing out here alone at night with a candle?" AJ responded, "Oh, I don't do this to change the country. I do this so the country won't change me."
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Right on. All right, I got a quick one here. My mother is in a memory care unit up in Appleton, and we have these quarterly, monthly, whatever, every few months, we have a check-in with the staff, and we all zoomed in, my brother and my sister's in Florida, and a bunch of the staff at the place, and talking about mom, how she's doing. And, you know, she's pretty stable, weight's good, you know, but she's still a little feisty, my mom.
Good.
And part of that was, she was like, you know, sometimes at night when she gets tired, she gets a little, you know, a little verbally abusive with the staff. I was like, oh, damn. No, growing up, I mean, I get it. I was not a great kid growing up sometimes. I'd be
hard to imagine.
You know, feisty myself. And my mom always threatened to me, "I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap." And one time she actually did. So during, I reflected on that during this Zoom meeting with about six or seven other people, and I chimed in like, "Hey, you know, just for the record, next time she does that, is there a charge to wash her mouth out with soap?" No extra charge for that. I will come up and do it. I'm going to see her this weekend. Ma, love you. And it was great. I saw her in the back. She's there as well. I got a little chuckle out of her as well. So love you, Ma. I'll see you this weekend. Love you, Jess. Thank you for everything you do. Love you, Matt Rothschild, from formerly of the Progressive Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, a friend of ours. Love our fair audience. Thank you for hanging out with us today. We'll do it all again tomorrow. James Santel is going to join me now. Stick around. Pete Schwab and Nightlight coming up next. Have a great night.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Joining the revolution this week, we've got WISDEM's chairman, Ben Wickler. Be sure to tune in.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. The Trump administration says it will pull the plug on New York City's congestion pricing system. Governor Kathy Hochul says the tolls to enter Manhattan have reduced traffic, and she'll fight to keep them alive.
I don't care if you love congestion pricing or hate it. This is an attack on our sovereign identity, our independence from Washington.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the $9 tolls are unfair to the working class. It'll be another frigid night for much of the nation. This woman in Texas has a plan to keep warm.
Just bundling up, having fires at the house, and eating chili for dinner.
Even in parts of Texas, wind chills could dip below zero tonight. The Vatican says new blood tests show Pope Francis is improving slightly as he battles pneumonia. CBS's Seth Doan is in Rome.
Italy's Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, paid a visit to Pope